This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
He is the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia and joins us once a month on this program. We always look forward to talking with him. Bill Bowling joins me on the long line. How are you, sir?
Hey, Coy, I'm doing great. I owe you an apology right off the top. I got tied up last month and missed your show, and I really felt bad about that.
Oh, no worries, no worries. We always have something to talk about. Somebody told me you're having cell phone problems.
Yeah.
And I certainly understand that.
And we were just going from one place to the other, and we couldn't get a good signal. And of all the shows to miss, I hate to miss yours because it's one of my favorites.
Well, that's very nice of you. I appreciate that. And I think we can all relate to that problem. As a matter of fact, I am holding in my hand right now an Apple iPhone that's been saying no service all day long, and I have no idea why.
I know. But, I have my couple of spots. I have Verizon, and I'm on my couple of spots across the state where I always lose my signal. And every time I mention it to Verizon, they say, yeah, we know about that. And I'm like, well, if you know about it, fix it. And I can't get them fixed.
Give me a tower already.
Exactly.
Goodness. So what's going on in your office? What's the latest?
Well, you know, obviously the legislative session is well underway. We're in the second week of the General Assembly session, and that unfortunately keeps us pretty much bottled up in Richmond during the time that the General Assembly's here, because one of my duties as Lieutenant Governor is presiding over the Senate. Today we were in session for about 3.5 hours. We had to take up a number of judicial elections across the state today. But things are starting to pick up. You know, bills are working their way through. We introduced yesterday our legislative agenda for the 2009 session, and we're starting to work on monitoring the 15 or 20 bills that we have in our legislative package this year. And things are starting to pick up as we head toward crossover in this short session. Comes upon you pretty quick. You know, we just got a couple more weeks before the Senate and the House have to complete their work on bills introduced in the House of Introduction. So it's a pretty fast pace and a busy time.
And of course, for folks who might not be aware, crossover is sort of the halfway point when the Senate bills that have been passed by the Senate go to the House and vice versa.
And what you hope is you can keep yours alive long enough to get them to cross over.
We're talking with Bill Bowling, Lieutenant Governor of Virginia. Give us an idea of some of the bills in your package that you're focused on that are real front burner that you'd like people to know about.
Well, you know, I'm excited about our legislative package this year, Coy, because it really is the first year in which we've started seeing the results of this 100 Ideas for the Future of Virginia effort that we kicked off back in 2007. You know, we took the whole first year of that effort, did about 53 town hall meetings all across the state, just trying to get input on how we can find solutions to some of the challenges we face. We then took the balance of 2008 and refined those things, and we're now starting to roll out some of those proposals. So, you know, legislative package we have this year focuses a lot on economic development solutions, some things we can do to get our economy moving again. We're trying to invest a little more money in the Governor's Economic Opportunity Fund, which is the incentive fund that helps us recruit new business, industry, and jobs to Virginia. We're trying to restore some of the budget cuts that Governor Kaine had recommended in the Virginia Economic Development Partnership and the Virginia Tourism Council, because I think this is a time when we need to be investing in those economic development things, not retracting. We got a very interesting bill this year to try to get the home building industry revitalized. We've introduced legislation that would provide a $2,500 tax credit for single taxpayers and a $5,000 tax credit for married taxpayers who purchase a new home, and that's an effort to provide another incentive to folks to go out and say, you know, let's start trying to get this housing market moving again. We have an aggressive package of legislation on energy development, everything from offshore exploration and development of our natural resources to positioning Virginia to be one of the leaders in the country when it comes to wind energy, and along with the governor's efforts on solar energy and a $100 million research and development investment through the Tobacco Commission for alternative agricultural industry energy products in Virginia. We got a tax credit bill trying to encourage telecommunication companies to expand broadband to rural parts of the state. So, you know, we're very focused in this package this year on getting the economy moving again. We've also got a number of, I think, really realistic and workable solutions to our transportation problems and making our public schools and colleges and universities better, health care right on down the line. But at the forefront of all of it is a desire to do anything and everything we can do to just get this economy moving again in Virginia, because that's the engine that drives everything else we have to do.
Yeah, of course. Bill Bowling is the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia and also the Republican candidate for that same office in the elections coming up in November. But before we talk about the campaigns, we're hearing this economic stimulus package that Barack Obama wants to put together, that we're already hearing some that there might be some pushback from the Republicans in Washington. But if it does manage to get through, they're saying we could be looking at hundreds of millions of dollars for infrastructure investment just here in the Commonwealth. Where would you like to see, assuming we get some of that money and that this is all real, where would you like to see that go?
Well, I think, first of all, it is important that the Congress continue to look for ways to stimulate economic growth. And I don't think Republicans in Washington are certainly not against an additional stimulus package. I think what they've rightfully pointed out is that there are some good things in this $850 billion package that's been approved by the House of Representatives, and then there are some bad things. You know, some of the investments, for example, that they've proposed that would provide tax relief for families and businesses, I think those are good things. Some of the additional investments in infrastructure, transportation being a prime example of that, I think those are good things. But unfortunately, when you peel this particular package back, of that $850 billion, a heck of a whole lot of it, and probably most of it, isn't really going to stuff that I would call economic stimulus at all. Really what it is funding for a bunch of new government programs that the congressmen and women haven't been able to get approved over the years. And to a certain extent, they're throwing those things in the package under the guise of economic stimulus, when in fact it's just a whole new generation of social programs. So I think what Republicans in Congress will try to do, and I hope they do, is say, yeah, let's pass a package, but let's make sure it is really economic stimulus, that it's not something else under the guise of economic stimulus. But without a doubt, some of those proposals like tax cuts for families and for businesses and investment in transportation, you know, could be very beneficial in Virginia and to other states, and could be very you know, helpful in getting the economy moving again. So I hope the focus in Washington will be to pass a stimulus bill, but to try to really make sure they narrow it down and target it toward things that really are economic stimulus and not just a bunch of new government programs.
That's a good distinction to draw. We're talking with Bill Bowling. He's Lieutenant Governor of Virginia. And, of course, as we were just saying earlier, the Republican nominee for the office of Lieutenant Governor for this year as well. The election, of course, is in November, and things will start heating up after the General Assembly closes its doors for business this year in just a few weeks. Tell us about this this run for reelection, and sort of take us behind the scenes with your team. What do y'all have in mind? I know you'll be running very closely, of course, with Bob McDonnell, who's running for governor, and y'all have been on this. It appears at least that y'all have been on the same page now for quite a while.
Well, you know, Bob and I are good friends, and we've worked together in state government for a very long time. I think that we will offer the people of Virginia the most experienced ticket to ever seek the top two statewide offices in Virginia. You know, we've also got some pretty strong records of accomplishment. If you look over the course of the past decade or so, our fingerprints are all over some of the most important legislation that's been passed in this state, whether you're talking about the abolition of parole, welfare reform, higher academic standards in the public schools, some of my own initiatives in the area of health care and natural resource protection. You know, for example, I was the guy who patroned the bill that created a children's health insurance program in Virginia. And as a result of that program, today we're providing basic health care services to thousands of children in low-income families that didn't have them just a few years ago. I was the guy that introduced the very first environmental bond bill in Virginia and led the effort to reduce the amount of out-of-state garbage coming into Virginia. So, you know, on what I would call traditional Republican issues, keeping government small and taxes low. We're creating a pro-business environment. We have a very strong record. But we also have a record that reaches across the aisle. I think we've been able to work with Democrats and independents to actually get things done in state government. And that's what the campaign's going to be about. I mean, we're going to build on this 100 Ideas initiative, and you know, we're going to be talking about new ideas for a better Virginia. Just like in our legislative package this year, we're going to be proposing specific solutions, bipartisan solutions, to the challenges we face, whether it's getting our economy moving again, balancing the budget and restoring fiscal integrity to state government, making our public schools better, making a higher education more available to the sons and daughters of Virginia, dealing with the health care challenges, natural resource challenges. Right on down the line, we're going to be very focused on an agenda that I think folks are going to like, and you know, we're really excited about the campaign.
Bill Bowling is the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia and the Republican nominee for that very office. The election is in November of this year. Always an honor to talk to you, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks, Coy. Take care.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.